Almost ready. Okay, good morning. Good morning, good morning. You guys ready to move a little bit? All right, wonderful. If you need any guidance with that, fine. Otherwise, okay. I trust you to figure it out. Yeah. We all have something at some point to work through and figure out, so just take it easy. Let's start with the breathing exercise, pranayama breathing. Stand with the feet together, nice and tall standing. Interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles underneath the chin. Squeeze inner thighs together, breastbone lifted, lower abdomen, suck it in. Let's begin. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up. Keep the chin down, breathe in as much as you can, ribs expanding to the sides. Good. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles, elbows come forward, elbows touch at the end. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, weight to the heels, four, five, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look back, four, let the shoulders relax as much as possible, six. Again, please inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows up. Try to stretch up at the side of the rib cage, armpit, and tricep. Good, exhale, breathing. Keep the armpits and triceps lifted as the elbows come forward towards the mirror. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows up. Bring the chin slowly down. Body weight stays on the heels as much as possible. Exhale, one, mouth open, two, push the chin, three, four. Try to see the wall behind you, only bending the neck. Inhale, breathing again. Suck in your stomach, the lower part especially, tightening up, hold it in. Exhale, breathing, H-A, steady ha sound by the throat. Hands, palms come together, cross the thumbs, elbows touch each other. Inhale, one, two, three. Good pace, Jana. Four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, three. Look back, four, five. Exhale completely, six. Inhale again, head down, everything synchronized. So try to bring the head down the same amount in each of the six counts, arms the same amount in each count. Exhale, breathing, same on the exhale. So try to make the head go back the whole six counts. Elbows come forward, elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing, a few more in the first set. Keep the hips and thighs contracted. Let the ribs expand and lift as much as you can. That's good, Sandy. Exhale, breathing, head up. Stand as tall as you can, breastbone lifted. Let the shoulders relax, elbows forward and elbows together. One more in the first set. Go ahead, please. Inhale, breathing. The arms lifting help you lift the rib cage, which help you use more of your lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. Elbows nice and high as they come forward, elbows together at the end. When you're finished, you can change. Arms down by your sides. Real quick before we do the second set, this came up in the 8 a.m. There's two different kinds of ways we can talk about things being connected. One is, and for example, in this breathing exercise, the spinal cord, which leads to the spinal, or the nerves leaving the neck, which lead to the fingertips, those get stretched in this exercise. That's one type of what you could call connection, or it's all one thing. It's the nerves going from the neck to the fingertips. That's all the same type of tissue getting stretched, sort of flossed through the other tissues. But there's another thing happening where there's a relationship of different types of tissues. When you lift the arms as you're inhaling, this arm structure lifting helps the muscles of inhalation work better. It helps you lift the rib cage, which lets you use more of the lungs. So there's an example of different types of tissue, different body locations, the arms affecting the lung tissue. Those are very different types of tissue. They're all your body. They're all connected. But it's a different type than that whole one long nerve got stretched. So just fun to think about. But both things are happening in every posture, and this is just one example. The neck nerve stretch and the arms help the lungs get used. Fun, huh? Okay, let's do second set. Interlace fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin. Lower abdomen in, hips and thighs contract. Let's do it again. Inhale, breathing, elbows up. Nice and slow, steady inhale. So lifting the arms, however high they go, helps you with the breath. Exhale, breathing. Keep the armpits and triceps lifted as you bring the elbows forward. This will help you keep the upper back lifted so it doesn't drop or collapse. Inhale, breathing. One, two, three. Suck in the lower abdomen. Five, six. Exhale, one. Chest up. Two. Armpits up. Three, four. Let the neck go back as much as it will. Elbows touch. Inhale, breathing. Head down. Everything synchronized. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Good. Exhale, breathing, head up. H-A, steady flow of air. So you're removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Good. Inhale, one, two, three. Halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, look back, three, across the ceiling, four, try to see the back wall, elbows together. Again, please inhale, breathing. Keep the body weight to the heels, inner legs squeezing into the center, chest up. Exhale, breathing. Keep the breastbone and armpits lifted to help keep the upper back strong and lifted. Good straight spine, Sandy. Two more in the second set. Inhale, breathing. Let the rib cage expand to the sides as much as you can. Good, Matt. Exhale, breathing. Head up. Get ready for the last breath. Push out as much air as you can. Super stomach and hold it in. And last breath. Inhale, breathing. Lift up. Chest up. Full lungs. Good. Exhale, breathing. Head up. Try to keep weight on the heels. No, use your extra strength. Push out every last bit of air. Elbows come together. Wonderful. You can change. Arms down by your sides. All right, let's start with half moon pose, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together, two sets of this posture. Interlace all 10 fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, right and left a few times on your own, back and forth, back and forth. Every time you come up through the center, try to touch the ceiling. right and left to create a stretch on both sides of the body, all over inside out, all the way up to the fingertips. You can come back up now and stop in the middle. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels, push hips forward a little bit, arms back, opening up the chest. Try to eliminate any gap between arm biceps and ears and eliminate any gap between the palms up to the wrists. Now one more big inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, absolutely straight line, bend the upper body to the right side of the room without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. At the same time, push the hips, the whole pelvis, upper thighs, off center to the left side, so you create a stretch all over the left side of the body. But this is a very supported, strength-building stretch exercise. So squeeze the palms, chin up, chest up, especially when you inhale, lift up. And then as you exhale, a little bit, come down to create the stretch more. Keep both hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder and chest forward, opening up the chest and rib cage. Come down, push, reach to the right side, and hold it. Inhale, come up. It looks great, Sandy. Chin up, arms back, weight on the heels, push hips a little forward. Inhale, breathing, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin left side bending. Absolutely straight line from the side. So keep the body weight to the heels as you push the hips off center to the right. Middle inner thighs squeeze together, lower abdomen in. When you inhale, lift the breastbone up a little bit, chin up a little bit, and reach, squeeze. So the reach happens because of your strength, the strength of the grip, the strength of the arms trying to straighten, the strength of the breastbone lifting all over, all right? The whole system affected. Push your hips to the right side, keeping both hips in one line. Left shoulder and chest can come forward and lift up a little bit, opening up the chest. Come down and reach to the left side, push hips to the right, hold it there. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Next is backward bending. Take a deep breath in, eyes open. Let your head drop all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you and immediately now bring your arms back towards your ears. Squeeze the palms. Good, Matt. Reach back past your face so the elbows straighten or get closer to being straight. Nice smooth inhale by the nose. Exhale, breathing. Push your hips, stomach, thighs forward towards the mirror. Standing tall on the legs with weight on the heels. Arms back. Reach back. Go back. Look back. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Take a deep breath. Bend your knees. Come forward slowly. Put your hands on the floor, bring your body down. Once you're touching the floor, you can move the hips back and forth, right and left. If you can't touch the floor, put your hands on the thighs and still you can get that movement and wiggle of the lower spine, pelvis, and legs, all the intersections there. Reach around, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side, elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the posture. Pull on your heels to stretch the upper body down. Nice grip there, Sandy. Pull to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Exhale, breathing, bring the face on the legs. That's good, Matt, with the hands. As you go further in the posture, focus on the smooth, complete exhales. Exhale, pull on the heels. Exhale, next, push the knees back. Hold it right there, breathing as smoothly as you can. To change, bring the hands back around, interlace grip and come up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and arms down by your sides. Just being upside down is awesome. Yeah? I mean, so much happens when you go upside down in this heat, plus all the posture sequence. All right. Second set, half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together, interlace fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up. and over to the right, push your hips off center to the left. Maintain body weight on the heels, that's it. Squeeze inner thighs together, squeeze palms and reach over. Now, when you get to a limit, try to keep some steadiness, or try again to get some steadiness by breathing smoothly and keeping your mind focused inside. You have visual reinforcement of what you're doing. You're breathing, reaching over to the right side, come down and hold it. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Chin up a little bit, arms back, take a deep breath, stretch up and over to the left, push the hips off center to the right. Squeeze inner thighs inward. Imagine the inner thighs coming together and connected with the breastbone lifted and stomach in. So you have tremendous support of all these body parts that we think of as separate. But the hip joints, the pelvis related to abdominal organs related to your breath, which is related to the arms we already talked about, come down and reach and push. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. All right, nice deep breath in. Eyes open, drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Now immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Now you don't have to squeeze the butt cheeks in towards each other. When you exhale, just push the pelvis, the structure of the pelvis forward, stomach forward, thighs forward, standing tall on the legs. Now breathe smoothly, reach back, arms back, go back, try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's a great back bend, mat. Take a deep breath, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you, take your time. Going from backward bending to forward bending, move the hips right, left, right, left. We must not underestimate the power of what this does to the organ systems, the levity of the organs by our breath, what it can do for inflammatory processes, reducing these. All right, so whatever, if the legs don't stretch much, so what? Grab the heels from behind. You'll go to your limit of stretching the legs, but you'll get that change in the abdominal organs, in their levity, in their less inflammation, and their better nutrition supply to themselves, right? The digestive organs are not only to get nutrition from food into us, but also they need support. They're functioning, they need their own support. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Slowly, gently push the knees back, lock the legs. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, lock the knees. One more try, push the knees back. Change again, arms and head together. Come back up to the top, take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Gently, arms downside. Like the heart moves fluid, but it also needs blood getting to it, right? Do whatever you need to, that's fine. So we're helping that process. Let's do awkward pose. Now we're gonna do one set of postures up until triangle. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Keep your feet parallel to each other, not turning in and not turning out. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you, tricep muscles contracted. All five fingers together on each hand. On your exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. Go ahead, maximum body weight to the heels. So bend at the hips by sticking your butt out behind you. Stick the hips all the way out and then lower down until hips touch the chair. In other words, thighs parallel to the floor is where you're headed. Keep 6 inches all over between feet, knees, and hands. Now suck in the lower abdomen, lift your chest up, lean your upper body back. Try to fall down backwards, chest up, shoulders down, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Keep the arms right there. All the way up on the tiptoes, everyone, as high as you can. Now imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head towards the ceiling. When you inhale, lift the chest up too, the whole spine stretching up. Exhale, stomach and sit down on the tops of the toes. Push your heels all the way up like a Barbie foot, super high heels. Push the big toes down, knees up. That's good. Keep going, heels up, keep going, knees up. Now inhale, chest up, stomach and upper body stretching straight up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. Excellent. Lower the heels down. Third part, come up just a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. And slowly, very gently, sit down all the way. Do whatever parts and amount of awkward pose will work for you. You can still do all this lifting of the rib cage, shoulders down, arms energized. If squeezing the knees together works, you can also try a little bit of that. Now, again, chest up, shoulders down, mat, just like you did in the second part so well. Arms energized, as if you're going beyond the fingertips with the stretch forward. Inhale, breathing slowly, come back up, leaning against the imaginary wall. All the way back up, right foot back to the left. Arms down by your sides. Eagle pose, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full lungs. As you exhale, swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, and pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull the elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose, and bend the knees. Sit down as low as you can, with body weight on the heels, and then right leg lift up over the left leg. Cross your legs, each other, twist like ropes, and eventually Right foot goes behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible in the mirror. If the foot comes out, sit down a little lower. If you're losing the balance, elbows down, chest up, stomach and upper body back, so the upper body becomes more stable in the posture. Now bring the knees to the right a little bit, hands, palms press into the center, lining up hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line. Stand up again, feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Swing your left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, pull the elbows down so fingertips go below the nose. Bend the knees and sit down as low as you can. Upper body back a couple of inches, and now left leg lift up over the right as high as possible. Cross the legs each other. Eventually, left foot may wrap around behind the right calf muscle. When you sit down more, creating the pressure between thighs and pelvis, you get more of the internal change in pressure and massage for the organs of the pelvis. So you can sit down more and more, whether or not the foot is wrapped. And bring the knees to the center, hands, palms into the center. Excellent posture for the 14 major joints of the body. Slowly come up, feet together, inhale, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. All right, standing, head to knee pose. Shift your body weight to the left foot, bring the right leg up in front of you, thigh parallel to the floor, you can flex the foot up at the ankle. Exhale, breathing round forward and grab the foot, right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Get a nice tight grip, please do not lose the grip. Concentrate deeply on the standing leg, look in the mirror at your knee, push the knee back till the leg is straight. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the left foot, whole leg solid. Inhale, breathing, right leg slowly, very gently lift up and stretch forward until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. You can also do a leg up without grabbing the foot if you want to do one of those. Now kick the heel forward, flex the foot from the ankle. If you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. And if still you can balance there comfortably, tuck your chin to the chest, bring the head down, stomach in, touch your forehead on the knee. Change again, head up, arms straighten, and bend the knee, right foot gently down. All right, shift your body weight to the right foot. Bring the left leg up in front of you, thigh like a tabletop, horizontal position. Exhale, breathing, and pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Exactly 2 inches below the toes, thumbs included underneath the foot. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the right foot from the heel all the way up to base of the toes. On your inhale, very slowly, gently, left leg lift up and stretch forward until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor, no higher, no lower. Take a deep breath. Press the left heel forward. At the same time, flex the foot from the ankle, turning all five toes in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced there comfortably, round the spine, elbows down, relax the shoulders and face. If the elbows go down below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest. Suck in your stomach and bring your forehead to the knee. Take your time to reverse out of it. Head up, arms straighten. And left foot down, arms down. Standing bow, pulling down, Naimana Dhanurasana. Bring the right hand up in front of you, palm up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Legs come together to start with. Left arm all the way up. Try to touch the ceiling. Chin up. Try to keep the eyes level. Take a deep breath. Again, try to touch the ceiling. Now begin. Charge your upper body forward on the left side. Simultaneously kick the right leg back. Good twisting already with the shoulders, Jana. Kick back all the way, and then you'll be kicking up. Once you can't kick back anymore, the spine is at its maximum twist, then you kick straight up towards the ceiling until you see the foot come up over center line of the head, toes pointing up. Keep the standing leg locked, left, especially upper thigh, nice and steady by the hip joint. So when you bring the body down at the hip joint, the leg is stable. Eventually, abdomen parallel to the floor. Now take a deep breath. The left armpit tricep, I want you to stretch forward to bring the shoulder closer to the chin. Kick back to get the right shoulder back. Come down, kick, stretch forward, kick up, equally the same. Change. Feet together, arms down. Let's try the other side. Left hand, palm up in front of you. Reach out to the left, straighten the elbow, hold the ankle from the inside. Five fingers together, then bring your right arm all the way up, palm facing the mirror, knees and thighs together to begin with. Take a deep breath again, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Charge your upper body forward. You can bring the right arm down parallel to the floor, twist the upper body. That's it, the thumb can be on top. Sandy behind you, palm out towards Kathy. There you go, kick back all the way to twist your spine and then kick straight up towards the ceiling. Push the left knee up. Push the left lower thigh, that's that mat, up towards the ceiling to find the maximum kicking. Wonderful squeeze for the kidneys and adrenal gland on this left side. Now take a deep breath, right armpit and tricep reach forward to bring top of the shoulder closer to the chin. Kick straight up towards the ceiling. So kicking and stretching are equal, simultaneous. Come down, kick, stretch forward, kick up one more time. Change. Looks good, everyone. Feet together, arms down. All right, balancing stick pose. Feet together. You can step to the back of the mat if you need room in front of you. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Keep the chin up a little bit. Inhale, breathing. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs, stomach in. Come down. Bring the upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. That's good, Sandy. You can just stretch. Even if the toes have, you know, relatively little bit of weight on the floor, just reach from the toes to the fingertips. Come down, leg up. Arms up, mat, chin forward. Arms up, stretch forward, chin forward. Go forward. Try to touch the mirror. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, breathing. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes point, and come down. Upper body down, right leg up. Sole of the right foot facing the ceiling. Right away, squeeze hands, palms, and push the hands closer to the mirror. This will bring the whole energy of the body forward to traction in the spine and help you balance. Right leg up, knee straight, toes pointed, stretch, and stretch and stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, feet together. Good, arms down by your sides. Smooth inhale by the nose, and try a smooth exhale by the nose. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step over to the left side. You might need to step from the middle, Sandy. Do that little scoot out with both feet. If, yeah, that's probably good for that situation. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a nice big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Keep the two heels in one line, feet straight ahead or turn in a little bit. Now lock the legs, take a deep breath, stomach in, begin. Stretch your upper body forward from your lower spine towards the mirror. Look in the mirror for as long as possible all the way down. Keep the legs locked from start to finish. Not only knees straight, but the muscles above the kneecaps and the upper thighs contract. When you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, bring the hands down. Eventually, you grab the heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together on each hand. Now roll forward a little bit, chin forward. Pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Just like in hands to feet pose, Padmasana, being partially inverted, being upside down, is beneficial on its own. So however much the legs can stretch, you can just be here upside down breathing. If you can stretch more, pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Eventually the head touches the floor right between the feet, right in the center. Take your time to come up, arms out and head up. Slowly stand up again. And change all the way, feet together. Arms over the head and arms down side. Okay, triangle pose, Trikonasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, two sets of this one. Nice big step to the right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor. Or you can even start on the right and go to the left, Sandy. Like, do what you need to, okay, for these wide-legged one. All right, push the hips forward, arms back, everyone. Turn the right toes all the way out to the right. Keep the left leg locked, bend the right knee. Sit down all the way till the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Will the right foot turn any more towards me, Kathy, or is that it? There. Take your time. All right, go ahead, everybody. Arms back, stomach in, tilt the upper body to the right. Push the right knee back. Try to touch between big and second toe. And if that feels a little bit wobbly, Kathy, you could have the left foot a little closer to the mirror than the right foot, because that's just going to give you a little bigger plane to work with, just however you need to move that way. And stretch up and down equally, the same chin to the left shoulder. Yeah. And even a little more in that direction is okay if it helps. Now stretch up and down equal and opposite, like natural human traction, from left hand fingertips up to right hand fingertips down. Sit down, upper body up, mat, hips down. Get your left hip and thigh down. Touch the toes. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back, and then turn the left foot all the way out to the left. Right toes can turn in a little bit. Take a deep breath, chest up, bend the left knee and sit down. You can bounce a couple of times until the left thigh is parallel to the floor. Bring the arms back, stomach in, inhale, breathing, go ahead. Tilt the upper body to the left. Left arm on the inside of the left knee, push your knee towards the back wall. So you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. And then turn your head, chin to the right shoulder. to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Keep the right leg locked, right foot flat on the floor. So ribs up, mat, right outer hip and thigh down. So chest up, upper body up, lower body down. As long as the left hip doesn't hurt or left knee doesn't hurt, you can sit down. Touch between big and second toe, but try to get a bigger gap between left thigh and left rib cage. Inhale, breathing, come up. Good postures, you guys. Turn the feet straight. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down by your sides. All right, second set, triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, hips forward, arms back. Open the chest, turn the right foot all the way out to the right. Bend the knee and sit down. Take a deep breath and go. Two arms in one vertical line, stretching each other in opposite direction. Push the right foot as firmly as you can to the floor. Keep the upper body lifted. Turn and twist, chin to the left shoulder. Reach down with the right hand, right shoulder down and forward, left shoulder up, chin to the left shoulder, stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, switch the legs, push hips forward, arms back. Chest up, turn the left foot all the way out to your left. Bend the left knee, sit down as much as you can. Push the left foot firmly down, arms back, and begin. Tilt the upper body, left side. Left arm on the inside of the left knee. Push your knee back, stretch down. Try to touch between big and second toe. Just imagine someone's picking the upper body up, mat, and someone's pushing the right outer sort of glute and thigh down towards the floor. Just everybody think upper body up, lower body down. Now stretch across the chest like natural human traction. One more turn and twist, upper body back. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, left toes turn in. And change all the way, arms down. All right, one set of standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs with fingers straight, right foot step out to the right, a big step, 3 feet minimum. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in at a 45 degree angle, and bring the left hip forward so both hips are in one line. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling, begin. Please tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, you can bend the right knee and or take a slightly bigger step. Both of these things will bring the knee closer to the forehead. Push your fingertips into the floor just beyond the toes, wrists and elbows straight. Now throughout the posture, back entire leg locked, back heel and outside edge of the foot pushing down. So the whole back leg is very controlled. Then shift more body weight to the front foot as much as you can towards the base of the big toe. The upper inner thighs squeeze together and stomach in. So this is how you learn to balance in the posture. Eventually, hands, palms can be together beyond the toes. Push the right knee back a couple of times, lock the leg, and very slowly come back up. Take your time. Once you're standing all the way, turn 185 degrees. Make sure you've turned enough. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward to get both hips in one line. Inhale, breathing, stretch up, and you can go down. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale. Suck in your stomach, bring the forehead to the left knee. If the forehead doesn't go to the knee, take a slightly bigger step and or bend the left knee. You want the biggest step possible in this posture with the back foot flat and the attempt to bring the right hip forward. At first, it makes the posture more difficult to balance. I get that. So just keep little by little, bigger and bigger step. Push the fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Take your time. Eyes open, maximum compression of the throat. Eyes open, breathing normally. If you need to get all the weight off that back foot, Sandy, and just get on the front leg, that back foot can, in your case, come off the floor. You can do full standing split, anything. Yeah. Good, change again. That's the sort of substitute third set option in that posture. Okay, once you're all the way up, turn, face the mirror, right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. Okay, tree pose, you can come back to the mat. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring the right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. You can do this one sitting on the ground if needed. The leg goes in half lotus. But otherwise, stand tall on the left leg. Hold left leg locked. Distribute the weight equally the same all over the foot. Suck in your stomach. Stretch the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. And then the leg that is up, gently push the knee down and back to get two knees closer to one line. And push the hips forward. Same two lines idea with the hips. Now suck in your stomach, stretch the spine upward on an inhale. Right hand can come up in front of the chest. check out the shoulders and the hips and try to get them both as level as you can. If the foot does not slip at all, you can bring the left hand up, palms together. Gently change, bring the right foot down and arms down. Left leg, lift up. Bring the heel as high as possible on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with the left hand. Grab underneath at the toes with the right. Very slowly, gently bring the left knee down and back to get two knees in one line. Push the hips forward, especially the outer left glute area. Squeezes and pushes a little forward, opening up the front of the left hip. Now suck in your stomach, stand tall, right leg locked. The entire spine, chest, and top of the head lift up towards the ceiling. First the left hand in front of the chest. And if the foot does not slip, you can bring the right hand up, palms together. Gently change, left foot down and arms down for just a moment. 4 second set, tree pose becoming toe stand. Bring the right heel at least halfway up the left thigh or higher, wherever is comfortable. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward from the lower spine until you can touch the floor. It's all right if the standing knee bends, if you've been doing this a while. Now shift your maximum body weight to the hands and sit down on or towards the heel. Keep the maximum weight on the hands as you're sitting down so you can regulate how much you bend the knee, how much you sit down. Then, once you're sitting all the way down, walk your arms around to the sides of the body with the spine stretching straight up towards the ceiling. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Then on an inhale, super chest up, lower abdomen in. If you can balance here comfortably, bring the left hand in front of the chest. And if still you can balance, bring the right hand up, palms together. To change, bring your hands to the floor in front of you, push the hips back up into tree pose, and look straight ahead in the mirror. All right, change again, right foot down, arms down. Last one, bring the left heel halfway up the thigh or higher. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down. Any amount, but once you can sit all the way to the heel, walk your arms right next to the hips, straight down from the shoulders and stretch the spine, chest, and head up. A super lift of the chest up while you're inhaling and suck in the lower abdomen. Shoulders can relax, neck can relax. First, the right hand in front of the chest, and then if you can balance, bring the left hand up, palms together. Toe stand, you can come up. Great work, everyone. Hands down. Stand up in tree pose. Look straight ahead in the mirror. Okay, tree pose change. Left foot down and arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Sandy, can I ask, did that part get stretched in like a flexed position? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's on the inside. Okay. Do you know if it overstretched like this way? That way. Okay. Okay. So as far as you know, the point is to not repeat that particular direction of stretch. Okay. Sure. Okay, got it. All right. Just gathering info. Yeah, take care of it. That's fine. All right, let's begin wind removing pose. One set. Right leg lift up and release fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Try to keep two shoulders on the ground or both sides of the upper back on the floor. Tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body so the back of the neck flattens. Shoulders away from the ears. The leg that's out on the floor, you can turn that foot up at the ankle, flexing the foot back. Pull the right knee down, absolutely freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down. Left leg lift up, deeply interlace the fingers, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Try to have both sides of the upper back on the ground, two shoulders relaxed and away from the ears. The right leg that's out on the floor, you can turn up and flex back at the ankle. Now tuck the chin a little more. See if you can get the back of the neck to stretch. You can imagine the top of the head going towards the mirror a little bit. Freeze right there, breathing in and out by the nose. Release the grip and change again. Left leg down, arms down. Immediately both knees up and close to the chest. Grab your elbows each other or somewhere on the way to the elbows. Feet side by side, ankles uncrossed. And the legs as relaxed as possible. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. Press the lower abdomen down towards the floor. I know both thighs are pressing the abdomen too, but you can also depress abdominal wall a little bit. With the both legs up, you have excellent benefit for the higher portions of the digestive organs up towards the transverse colon and stomach. Change. Relax in Savasana, heels touching, palms open. Inhale and exhale by the nose. Next is the yoga sit-up. Legs and feet together. Bring arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Go for the toes strong. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, turn around for cobra pose. Bring the hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally the same. All over hands, palms. Do you know the toes tucked under version, Sandy? That's more stable for the ankle. And you come up to straight arms in your case and thighs. And it's like it's the pregnancy modification. Nope, you can keep the feet together. But it's going to be like the up part of the fifth Tibetan. It's the start of the fifth Tibetan. Everybody go ahead, cobra pose. Look up and lift up. You can bring the thighs off the floor. You're going to be entirely, if the ankle's okay, otherwise not. Keep the knees down. Okay, chest up, look up, ribs up, everything above the belly button lifting up. Elbows in and down towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Push the chin up, push the throat up, squeeze the back muscles, come up. Slowly lower down. Yeah. That seems better for the ankle position, yeah? Okay. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. And if the side lying Savasana, you've seen people do that, if that feels like you can relax better, that's fine. Or like a actually on the side of the body like this. It's just really easy to relax and it doesn't over, you know, twist the neck. This feels really good. All right, locust pose. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body, both together or one at a time until eventually the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. Then bring the chin on the floor. It stretches the neck muscles, but also stretches the tubes here, the breathing tube, the food tube. All right, they need stretches too. Grab the floor at the fingertips, right leg lift up. Everybody come up, knee straight, toes pointed. Try to push all the fingertips down, Jana, if you can push the hands down. Grab the floor at the fingertips, leg up, lift up, everybody go up. Good, right leg gently lower down. See if the chin will scoot any more forward towards the mirror. Push the arms down, left leg lift up, come up to a 45-degree angle, looks wonderful. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push as much of the whole arm down. So fingertips, palms, wrists, forearms, elbows, shoulders even can press to the floor. Great. Change again. Left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms. Closer to each other if you can. Both legs lift up. Begin. Push the hands down, legs up. Push the arms down, thighs up. Come up, everybody, for five more. Lift up. Four. Squeeze legs together. Three. Everybody come up to one more. Lift up. One. Lower the legs gently. Take your arms out and then turn your head to the left. Full locust is next. Chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together on each hand. Bring your legs together, feet together, like you have one cobra tail, just like cobra pose, but now you're going to lift it up. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Go ahead, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones touch the floor. So you can not worry about pointing the foot, for example, Sandy, but try to extend the legs. So inner thighs, there you go, knees straight. Now everybody chest up, everybody ribs up. Take one more deep breath, and as you exhale, lift up all the way. Change again, lower down. Bring the arms down, turn your head to the right. For bow pose, you could do one where you hold the shins and kick back instead of up. So let's say you hold here, keep the thighs down. We do it sometimes on Sundays. Kick back instead of up so the thighs don't lift. Is with that grip, it's better, okay? All right, bow posture, everyone. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet just below the toes. All five fingers together. And you can have the feet, however, flex is fine, whatever. All right, chin on the floor, look in the mirror, arms and legs like two wheels in one base, side by side, sort of parallel lines. Inhale, breathe in, kick up, and look up, begin. You had the grip correct before, if you can manage that chest open. Now, just go a little bit, just a little bit to open the chest and shoulders. Everybody kick up, roll forward onto the abdomen, except for you stay on the thighs if you can, Sandy. Look up towards the ceiling. Everybody kick, everybody look up, kick up one more. Change again. Arms down, turn your head to the left. Is that working? Okay. It's like the same but different, and I didn't tell you. In that case, you're going to look in the mirror instead of up. So, but no harm done. It's fine. That one, the one I was explaining to Sandy, it just gives a little more the thoracic spine, rib cage. Lungs, part of the back bend is emphasized a little more than the low back. The normal bow posture in that even distribution, there's just a little more at the low back than in that other type. All right, let's do fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. You know how to do a straight leg one. Or I would not turn that foot out for any reason because it pulls on the knee. So legs straight, go back onto the elbows. You guys can do fixed firm pose. Okay, now, yep, just be on the elbows, chest up. If your head goes to the floor, fine. If not, you can just stay on the elbows, push the chest up. Some people's, yeah, top of the head will go to the floor, and if you can keep that back bend, Sandy, you can straighten the elbows, but you got to really try to squeeze the back bending muscles. If not, just keep the elbows down. In regular fixed firm pose, if you're all the way back comfortably, arms over the head sideways. Grab the elbows each other, tuck the chin to the chest, lift the chest and abdomen up. You can start to bring the knees together, but please keep the knees on the ground. So just go to that point where the knees stay on the floor. Okay, take your time and come back up. Hands to the feet, come back up in the middle, and chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. How's that feeling, Kathy, on the right foot? So your foot was turning a little bit in the way that I told Sandy not to, because when you, meaning just go less, as soon as you turn a foot this way, the whole knee joint is in a really vulnerable position, and even if you don't feel like it's hurting the knee, it's creating these stretches up to the knee joint that in the long run aren't good for it. So I'd rather have someone either do the straight legs version if you have to, or just go to where you can keep it not rotated, okay? Like even if it's a lot less, just so you don't cause another, you know, we don't need to make new issues, right? And there aren't that many, most of the things, these postures have very few like cautions, but that's one, and like rabbit pose has a caution, right? There aren't that many ways you can hurt yourself in these postures, but there's just a couple, so. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down to the knees. All right, half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs, and stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine. Or start from hands and knees and walk forward. Push the hips towards the heels. Pinky fingers touch the floor. If possible, forehead also touches the floor. Suck in the lower abdomen. Take a deep breath and stretch your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. Palms pressed together. Wrists in the air. elbows straight, shoulder blades sliding forward. So just the pinky fingers touch the floor. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. All the way back up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Yeah. You can start from the hands and knees too if that's too much pressure. It's a tricky balance when you have something irritated and you want to reduce inflammation. It's a tricky thing because not moving something, you're not, and here's the thing that's interesting, Sandy, you're not moving it. It's not like it's in a cast. You're still getting movement because the muscle movement allows the blood flow through the veins to return up to the chest. Okay, so complete immobilization, you're not getting that anyway, but it's an interesting like balance. Yeah, you don't want to restretch and re-irritate, but if you don't move something, if you let that just be there, you can have more inflammation sometimes. So it's like, kind of do some feeling out of that, right? Like, yeah. There's no one perfect answer, you know, but yeah. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down. All right, next we have camel posture. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees, 6 inches between the feet. If you'd rather do like a something, yep. Hands on the hips like in the back jeans pockets. Take a deep breath, push the hips forward, let the upper body go up, over, and back. So you can lift up a little bit at the beginning. Go ahead, Matt. Chin up, chest, step, go back halfway, stop in the middle. Next step, if you're going further, right hand down, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Then left hand down, grab the heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Focus your inhale on the front upper chest. Exhale, push your hips, stomach, thighs forward continuously towards the mirror. To change, bring the hands back up to the hips and come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I was going to suggest that, Sandy, but with those other grips, you have to get more weight on the feet. I know. I think you're doing great. If you want to do like an extra bow, like anything from the spine strengthening, but I mean, that was a decent camel too, so. Second set of camel posture, feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down. All right, second set camel posture. 6 inches between the knees, standing up on the knees. Hands can go up a little higher above the hips if they will go there. Take a deep breath. Good, Jana, push hips forward. Lift the chest up so the abdomen stretches and then go over and back. Go ahead. So as you can, as you backward bend, if you can let some weight drop back a little bit, that's good, Matt. So you have some pressure underneath the feet. Then when you grab the heels, that's fine. The hips may bend, drop a little, but push hips forward then continuously. Stomach, pelvis, thighs, everything forward towards the mirror. Change again. Bring the hands up. That was better hips forward, Matt. Turn around, relax on your back. This week I was finding it very interesting about how the heart tends to race when you get out of a posture sometimes. But I was also reading recently about the ways the heart rate responds to stretches of the blood vessels. And when you do that back bend, and you just stretch the aorta, you stretch all the major blood vessels on the trunk right here in the spine. I don't know exactly all the steps, right? But your system is constantly, constantly balancing itself. When you stand up, your system does a whole bunch of things, so your blood pressure regulates. And you know how it feels when it doesn't quite do it quick enough, right? When you stand up too fast. But when we stretch, when we go upside down, when we do these postures, we're giving it more variety of situations that it then learns how to respond to, whether that's inverting the body, stretching some major blood vessels, and all these different shapes, twisting the organs. It's responding internally to all of those particular posture situations in terms of anatomical structure, but the physiology needed to keep it going. So it's a huge resilience builder on sort of a physiological level. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside, four fingers inside, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and go down. Exhale, breathing, bring the forehead to the knees. You could do a hands and knees version, Sandy, just bring your head to the floor, wherever it comfortably will go. Yeah, and lift your hips up. Just keep your hands next to your head instead of grabbing the heels for now. That's enough support for the neck. Lift your hips up, roll forward until arms, elbows are straight. Pressure underneath the feet, squeeze heels in towards each other. Suck in your stomach, lift up the hips. Change, lower the hips or just come up to hands and knees. Take your time, Kathy. That's a great rabbit posture. Turn around, relax on your back. Just thinking about all the things we could have as a goal, things we could want in life. And on my list, I would like to be physiologically resilient to a variety of life stresses. This is a skill we're building. This is not, we're not helpless, right? And it doesn't mean we can solve every single thing on the planet. But if you can maximize your physiological resiliency, you are going to be a very different status in terms of health, internal stress response, chemical response, inflammation response. And then when that's different, everything else outside of you is different too. It does change external things. There's no way you would go through life in exactly the same way, right? If you're, say, let's take the extremes because that's easy. Highly physiological, you know, resilience, low end. You're going to be able to act differently, do different things with your best resilience that you've built. It doesn't have to be somebody else's. It's not, you're not trying to do that. Just make yours what it can be. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down. All right, turn around, sit facing the mirror. We'll go right into head to knee with stretching pose, just one set. Right leg out, bend the left knee. Create pressure between the sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Turn your upper body to the right. Grab the right foot just below your toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and then you can go down front side. Just hold one set. So get into it. I mean, not a rush, but get into it as soon as you can just so that you have the maximum time and stillness with head on the knee. And you have time for several breaths with the stretch being put on the kidneys and adrenal gland, compression on the pancreas, compression of the throat, and certainly some muscles and ligaments, tendons also. With a little stretch there. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the foot and inner left thigh together. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out, grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, and bring the head down to the left knee. It's fine to bend the left knee up a little bit. The shoulders look good, Matt. Roll in just enough. It looks good, you guys, to get the two shoulders in one line. Try to keep both sides of the pelvis equally on the floor, just by your own feel. And as long as the right knee doesn't hurt, you can push the right knee out to the, or down to the floor. Slowly come back up. Okay, good. Bring both legs straight out in front of you. You can lie back as soon as the hands touch the floor. Inhale, breathing. Sit up again. Grab the big toes. With the first two fingers and thumb, walk your hips backwards 10, 15 times, right, left, right, left, right, left. Flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in, especially the pinky toes. Look in the mirror, chest up, take a deep breath. Slowly, gently push the knees down. Flex the feet, pull the toes, turn the pinky toes back. Now, once you can get both legs locked, smooth inhale by the nose. Exhale. In a relaxed mental manner, stretch the upper body forward. You don't want to muscle yourself so much, but go to the limit and then breathe in and out a couple times. If you're coming forward, try to make sure tops of thighs are contracted, feet flexed at the ankles for three more. Two, one. Change again. Good. Come up, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, breathing, head down to the knees. All right, turn to your right, one quarter turn for half spine twisting posture. Bend your left knee in front of you and then cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push the knee back. Turn your hand over, palm down to grab the left knee with the left hand. Bring your right hand behind you on the back, palm facing out. Inhale, sit up as tall and straight as you can. Then turn your head to the right side. You have the joints, cartilage, vertebrae, nerve bundles, connective tissue, blood vessels, organs, twisting, all of it. Chin to the right. Look to the right. Breathe in and out by the nose. Slowly untwist the spine and switch the legs, right leg under, either straight all the way or bent all the way. Two hips on the floor. Please inhale, breathing right arm up and over the left knee. Push the knee back, turn your hand over, palm down to grab the right knee or grab the toe. Left arm behind you to help you. At first, lift the chest, push the left hand down, and then once you can keep the spine relatively straight, bring the hand on the back, palm out, and then turn your head left side. So now everything twisting the other way. Breathe as smoothly as you can. There will be less ability for a full breath, but the breath you do take is going to squeeze the heart a little bit more. It's going to give a little more organ massage. Turn to the left, look to the left, hold it. Change again. Okay, relax on your back. You're creating also, I'm talking about physiological responses, right, in terms of circulation, but there's another kind of resilience that I was talking about with a friend over my course that I was gone, and about how we can be influenced chemically so easy by the situation we're in or by a person we're in a room with. There can be this instantaneous hormonal chemical shift, often not helping you be in a good situation, right? So one thing you practice, one skill you can get is having a little buffer. It's like a little space, or even just coming to class and having a break from that potential sort of chemically controlled, sometimes unhealthy or sometimes a situation you don't want to be in. Coming to class is one way to have a break from it. But then also if you can build the skill so that you can do something in that moment to have a break from it, then you may be able to use your thinking more clearly, because sometimes we're so controlled by the chemicals and we can't think clearly. So there's physiological resilience, then you could almost call it, well, maybe that chemical rest or buffer is a type of physiological resilience. I'm just very grateful that we know it exists. We know we can do something about this. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head down. All right, now we're going to fast breathe. Turn around, sit upright, ideally on the heels, knees, and feet together. Otherwise, if needed, that's fine. Just keep the spine straight. Bring your hands on the thighs. Elbows locked and shoulders down. Let's begin. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, keep the chest up, 6, 7, 8, exhale, 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 exhale. Five, four, three, two, one, take a big inhale. Exhale, breathing. Chest up, shoulders down for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent class, everyone. Turn around, relax on your back. Smooth and steady breathing by the nose. And with just a little bit of effort, try to slow down the next exhale. Naturally, it already is slowing down. You just overbreathed, plus you went to a lying down position. So the natural side effect of those two things is your breath will slow down, but you can just be of assistance, support that process by paying attention to it and just add a little extra slow to the breath on the way out. Really nice practice, you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll see you tomorrow.